Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hey, everybody, and I'm not Pastor Butch Paul. I'm Kevin Gallagher here in Connecticut. And as I told you last night, I know I would be there last night, tonight as well. Probably Butch will be back here in the captain's chair tomorrow. I talked to him. He's just a little under the weather, so just keep him in prayer. He's doing fine. He sounded a lot better today when I talked to him. So just keep him in prayer. And he, like I say, most likely you'll be listening to the man tomorrow. You won't be listening to this Connecticut Yankee. I'm Kevin Gallagher. In case you don't know who I am, I've been doing a cable access TV show here in Connecticut for some 24 years, and I've had everybody and their mother you can think of on the program, including Butch has been on several times. I'm also the founder, CEO, and owner of the Truth Be Told Radio Network. We carry Butch's show on the network and several other shows that are carried here on GS Radio. You can hear Butch if you have a night where maybe you're listening by shortwave and you can't hear him and you happen to have one of those newfangled smart speakers. You can listen to him that way just by saying, hey, fill in the blank. We're on all three of the major smart speakers. That's the Alexa, the Google, and the Apple. Just use the wake word and say play Truth Be Told Radio Network right around 8 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and you are listening to Butch. Have a great guest on for you tonight, another Connecticut Yankee, and that's Chris Ponte. Chris Ponte, I know here from the Danbury area. He also does a cable access TV show for a number of years. He has a radio show on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. Gets great listenership on the show. I teasingly call him the Rush Limbaugh of Truth Be Told Network. And it's a live show every day, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And if you're not hearing it, you're actually really missing something great. So, Chris, welcome to Pastor Butch's program. How are you?
I feel great, and I'm very, very excited to be with you tonight, bro.
Thank you. And tell people a little bit about yourself, anything I might have left out, and let's go from there.
Well, you know, I am a single white female, to be politically incorrect, at the age of 57. I'm a man of a certain age. I'm a man of tradition, a man of faith. I've always had a great, great interest in biblical prophecy, and over the years began to connect what's going on in the world with what the Word of God says and what we should look out for and what we should glory in. And with that, being on the radio every day from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock Eastern on the Truth Be Told Radio Network, for anyone that my bio resonates with, you can check me out and you won't be disappointed, because it's no holds barred. I kind of speak off the cuff. Like I said, I laugh at all the craziness that's going on in the world and caused by the left and the loons. So this is what brought me on the air, and this is what brings me to your guest chair tonight.
Hey, that's great. I know if you wanted to check out his TV show, you could go to Facebook, look up Channel 23 Danbury, and you'll see his shows mixed in there. It's called The Chris Ponte Show. TV show, radio show are called the same thing. So, Chris, what are your thoughts right now about everything that we see going on? I know I had kind of gone off on a half-hour monologue last night, and I basically told people, hey, I tell my wife the same thing. I tell other people that I talk to the same thing I'm going to tell you now. I said it last night, is that we're living in a time right now over the next 8 days or so where literally anything can happen. And we just don't really have too much of an idea about what's actually going on. So the best that any of the cable alphabet news networks can do, radio stations, Rush Limbaugh, whatever, whoever you're listening to, they're going to have to guess and kind of use some conjecture about what's going on, because we are living in a time where what I would say is, it's where he who talks first loses. There's so much going on behind the scenes. There's so much misinformation they're purposely putting out to mislead the other side. That's how I kind of see this whole thing shaking out.
Well, first off, you're right. The key is, because I think everybody believes or they feel a void of information, and that was done purposefully by big tech. They decided after the incident at the Capitol that they knew what was best for us, and so they got rid of Trump and the people that would speak for him on the social media, and that left a void of information, and people who were so used to hearing from the president were not able to. So where there's a void, what comes to fill that void? Rumors. But I will stick hold to what the prophets have said from 2007, that Donald Trump is going to serve two consecutive four-year terms as president. And the void that we feel now is due to the fact that there are unprecedented things going on behind the scenes to round up the black hats, not just from the United States of America, but from all over the world. Remember, folks, Mr. Trump signed an executive order in September of 2018 about foreign election interference. And that is alive and well today. So you're right. We're sitting and waiting for things that have already been decided in the spiritual to manifest into the natural. And it's going to be a violent shaking. But when it's all said and done, Mr. Trump will be our president again.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's from talking with you, you've never wavered from that. You just keep telling me in conversations, he's going to be president no matter, you know, what you think. You really do believe what you're saying.
Well, you know what it is, Kevin, is that we are at a seminal moment of humanity. And I forgive me of sounding so dramatic, but there's no other way to put this. We are at a point, other than when Jesus walked on the earth, we are at a seminal moment that is below that, but above anything that has happened on earth. Because we are about to find out who all of the Judases are. And this is the reason the mantle was put on Donald Trump, to live the life that he lived. But at some point, he would actually be doing God's bidding from the White House. So, no, I've never, ever, ever wavered, because God can't be defeated, and he loves humanity. And when the dust settles and the smoke clears, we are on the verge of bright blue skies that the planet has ever seen.
And I'll tell you what, I really do hope you're right. I really do, because I've talked to people and I said, you know, if you really look at where the country and where the world is at right now, Donald Trump is the right man to be in the White House right now. Whether you like him or you don't like him, he's not some limp-wristed, I'm going to, you know, fold up like a paper bag type of politician. He isn't he's kind of gruff. He's not going to be that smooth, polished politician that's going to lie through his teeth and sound really good doing it. You know where you stand with the guy. That's what I've always found, and that's one of the reasons why I like him. And, you know, what are your thoughts?
I believe that everything that you're saying is right. You have to understand something, guys. He has a thick neck. He has a strong back. He's been called every name of the book. There are two women out there, his previous wives, that probably hate him. Okay? The bottom line is that this is a worldly guy that has done many deals, has experienced a lot in life, and even before he ran for president, and you guys can find this on YouTube, he was on with Larry King as far back as 2010, and he was talking, if you heard him that night, okay, if you heard him that night, you would think that this was taken last night. The mm-hmm. man has never changed his point of view. Has never changed his point of view. He was on Charlie Rose in the late 80s, talked about how the United States was getting ripped off. The guy has never wavered. So the people that believe in him, and it's not really him that I believe in. I believe that God has prepared him to be the wrecking ball that is going to be able to do the damage, because it looks like there's no way of hurting this guy. Anything you call him, it's like water off his back. So you're not going to hurt him. They've set him up with Russia. They set him up with the Ukraine. They tried to steal an election from him, but they have the goods on these black hats. And there's no doubt that God, there was an appointed time that God was going to deal with the evil that exists on planet Earth. And he decided a long time ago, before the foundation of the world, that there would be this person, Donald J. Trump, and that he would use Trump from the White House to do it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you don't need a really nice guy to be a wrecking ball, right?
No, but here's the thing. You have to be someone that's cocksure. You have to be someone that has vision, that can't be deterred by emotion, that can't be deterred by the natives screaming impeach, impeach. You have to be a man of a certain stature. Yeah. To take all the hits he has taken, but keep on moving forward. And that's his greatest attribute, that they have sent him through the equivalent. Remember when we were kids, Kev, and I used to get really excited when my dad used to get the car wash. And he'd go, I'm like, Dad, let me go. I want to go to the car wash. Because there was something about being in the car wash. You were surrounded by soap, water, and these big-ass sponges. And you were like in the middle of all this turbulence. But then all of a sudden, it stopped. This is what they've done to Mr. Trump. They've put him into that car wash, getting hit from every angle. But we are now emerging onto the other side, where the car is about to get wiped, the car is about to get waxed, and you're looking at a beautiful, shiny, bright automobile. And that's how I feel about the process we're going through now.
Yeah, you know, the thing that, and I've talked about this with you, the thing that I'm very concerned about when I look at this 4-year period is that we haven't seen really any indictments. We haven't seen perp walks. We haven't seen the guy in handcuffs with a coat over his head walking down the Capitol Hill steps. That's the thing that I've waited to see. And so the biggest concern that I have is that there is a form of a cover up that could take place. It's called a limited hangout. And people really need to look this up. You need to look at this. I'm going to give you a little bit of this, Chris, so that you can respond to it. But folks, a limited hangout, it's been around for a while, and it's something that's used if you want to really cover something up and have people, it's a lot of misdirection. Now, a limited hangout, or what's also called a partial hangout, is according to the former special assistant to the deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency. This is Victor Marchetti. Spy jargon is for a favorite and frequently used gimmick of the clandestine professionals. When their veil of secrecy is shredded and they can no longer rely on a phony cover story to misform the public, they resort to admitting, sometimes even volunteering, some of the truth while still managing to withhold the key and damaging facts in the case. The public, however, is usually so intrigued by the new information that they never think to pursue the matter any deeper. So when you go back into the Nixon White House, March 22nd, 1973. Now, we know that Nixon was a little paranoid. He would record everything going on in the Oval Office. The phrase was coined because of this exchange. Nixon says, you think we want to go down this route now and let it hang out, so to speak? Dean says, well, it isn't really that. Haldeman then says, it's a limited hangout. Dean says, well, yeah, it's a limited hangout. Ulrichman, it's a modified limited hangout. Well, the president says it's only the questions of the thing hanging out publicly or privately. So the exchange they're discussing, it captures what Nixon is outlining to Dean and the extent of report that Dean would create, laying out a misleading view of the role the White House staff had in the events surrounding the Watergate break-in. Now, in Ehrlichman's words, the report says that, quote, nobody was involved. The document would then be shared with the United States Senate Watergate Committee investigating the affair. Now, the report would serve the administration's goals by protecting the president, providing documentary support for his false statement should information come to light that contradicted his stated position. Furthermore, the group discusses having information on the report leaked by those on the committee sympathetic to the president, who would then put out all this evidence into the public sphere and satisfy everybody. Now, the phrase has been cited as a summation of a strategy of mixing partial admissions and misinformation and resistance to further investigation. It's used in political commentary to accuse people or groups of following the same Nixon-like strategy. You can also think of it as like, Chris, you're working for me and you've just embezzled $1 million, but, you know, I get you nailed for, you know, stealing a couple cases of Hershey bars. And so, yeah, you pay a fine, whatever, but you still got $1 million in the bank that nobody's talking about. You're glad to pay the fine and it's all done. And everybody thinks, man, that Chris, what a horrible guy. He stole those cases of Hershey chocolate bars and you're sitting with $1 million offshore.
I understand what you're saying, Kevin, but this is the reason why this is different. This is in the hands of the military now. This was treason. This was fraud. What they did to Mr. Trump was an effort to use everybody around the world to steal votes and make it look like that Trump lost the election. The problem was is that this man is no dummy. The problem was he had this executive order that no one took and paid any attention to, and they caught it in real time.
Right.
And most recently, they just got a confession by the Italian operative that worked with Barack Obama to set up this fraud by using servers that are attached to Vatican City.
That's amazing.
Out of his hands. The reason why Trump didn't seem all too concerned where the state legislatures were getting bullied, the judges were throwing out these cases, because he always knew he had the military and this executive order in his back pocket. That's all that matters at this point. The only thing that really we're waiting for is it to be rolled out. I am so confident that there's still good in this world. He put the cheese into the mousetraps. Here came the rats. They're still coming. Lindsey Graham a couple of weeks ago. Mitch McConnell today. Liz Cheney today. Marco Rubio. We're finding out why nothing ever got done in Washington, D.C., guys, because these Democrats and Republicans are all in it up to their necks. and it's all about to be revealed.
Well, we got a bunch of rhino Republicans, and when the stuff went down on the 6th, I mean, I saw the cops moving the barricades, letting people in. There's the one video clip of the one cop. He's got the black jacket on, and he's waving his arms frantically, saying, come on, let's get moving, move it. And he's inviting all these Antifa types right into the Capitol building. Plus, there's the video of the four white buses that brought in all the Antifa people, and you had police cars on either side of the buses, front and back. I don't know if you've seen that, but this was right. A setup. Plus, you had Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law leading the charge, and Buffalo Boy, I call him. You got all these agent provocateurs. You got all this stuff, and it just galls me to no end that here you have all these people grandstanding. It gave the Rhino Republicans cover to vote for Biden on the 6th. They've been hammering Trump, saying they want to impeach him because of all this. Yet we see Seattle and Portland burn for months, and these Democrat mayors and governors did nothing. They did nothing. And then they have the gall to turn around and try to say that they want to impeach Trump for this when it was their own people?
Listen, Kevin, and for those who are checking out this show, I used to think the swamp consisted of Hillary Clinton. I was wrong. She's bad, but there are people that are worse. There's about 2,000 Hillary Clintons worldwide. This is what the swamp is all about. And they're all going down. And like I said, I wasn't there during the other great battles in the history of our country. But let me tell you about it. What's about to go down will be remembered as the greatest event in our country's history, because all of these rats now are about to be publicly judged. And I have a great confidence, Kevin, a great confidence that while the judiciary was on the books for the bad hats, and these governors and these secretary of states were, and as you mentioned, the mayors and the governors of five American cities that burned, but yet they make a big hullabaloo about a couple of broken windows at the Capitol. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be flippant, but in the great design of life, that's all it was. Yeah, somebody lost their lives. I would like to know the truth about that. This was all to try to manipulate our emotions, and I refuse to be moved off my mark. This is a time of America's greatest victory, and I can't wait. And I don't care if it's people that I voted for. I don't care if it's Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Marco Rubio, this one or that one. If you have been paid in the past to be operatives of George Soros and people that hate this country, you deserve Gitmo in capital letters.
Yeah, I know that there. I mean, you look at everything that's going on, and there's rumors. And I said everything we're talking about here, and I don't like this whole aspect that there's rumors. We can't verify anything, but you look at there's rumors going around that Trump one-upped the protesters going in. He had disguised special forces going in with them, and they grabbed the laptops of Pelosi and several other people. And then right after that happened is when you started hearing Pelosi starting to scream about nuclear codes and things like that. It's just, this is something, if you put it into a movie, I would say this is way too over the top. This is way too melodramatic, but it's happening right now.
Listen, if they got their hands on Pelosi's laptop, God bless them, okay? And let me just throw this at you, Kevin. The guy to the natural eye is going to be leaving the White House a week from tomorrow. Now, do I believe that? The answer is no. But to the naked eye, that's what they've been telling us. Why would you waste time on impeachment? They are all in lockstep for impeachment, because not only does the laptop has been singing, but the Hunter Biden laptop has been singing. They have an informant from Italy that has been singing, and the military has all of this information about a rigged election. Look at, along with that, look at all the suppression on Twitter and Facebook. Why can't the butthurt Trump supporters, why can't we talk with one another? Why did they cut all of us off? Because they're all caught.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is that in an act of war, when you have a war going on, the very first thing that any good general knows is that you cut off the enemy's communications. Period. You cut off their communications. You don't make it possible for people to communicate, and then you go after the other hard targets. And this is exactly what we see the big media people doing, the social media sites like Google, like Facebook, like Twitter. And oh, by the way, last night I said I was getting rid of my Twitter. I got rid of that this morning, Chris. It's bye bye. And at some point when I can get everything up and running on an alternative to Facebook, I'll do the Saturday Night Live bye-bye to Facebook as well. Bye-bye, because you know what? Facebook doesn't add anything to my life. Twitter doesn't add anything to my life. And I can live without them very easily. And they're not that important. And these people think that they're actually important. And they have no importance whatsoever. Zero, zip, nada.
Well, what they're doing is they're, at right this point, they think they're jamming the airwaves so that they're going to keep us in the dark of what's going on. But if you can just watch how they're reacting, Kevin, you know something is up. Pelosi is running around like a mad woman. You have both Republicans and Democrats alike talking about charging Trump with insurrection. I listened to his speech, and he did nothing to inspire people. If anything, he used the word peaceful about five times. So they're acting like, to me, like little children who are doing something in the house, and they think they're all by themselves, and then dad comes home from work unexpectedly. Right. This is how they're acting, and it's going to be a beautiful thing, because for all you people out there who have walked through life and they're saying, something doesn't feel right. You were right. Something was not right, and we're about to find out all of these things that have been done to our, and I'm going to tell you something else, bro. I bet there is a deep, dark file on what COVID actually is. And how many people on the inside of this country colluded with China to do damage to the Trump administration?
I'll tell you what, I know we're going to be going on a break in a couple minutes, but as far as COVID goes, I think that was actually... We'll get to this after the break. Folks, you're listening to Call the Decision. I'm sitting in for Pastor Butch Paul. I'm Kevin Gallagher. We'll be right back after the break.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hey, everybody, and truer words have never been sung. This is definitely war. War is on, and we see the earmarks of it by the enemy turning off the communications and doing everything I can for people not to communicate. If you're listening to us right now, you're coming in late. I'm Kevin Gallagher. I'm obviously not Butch Paul, who you're probably expecting to hear. I am sitting in for Butch tonight. Most likely, Butch will be back tomorrow. He's just caught a cold or something. He's still under the weather. Talk to him today. He'll most likely, 99% sure, he'll be back tomorrow. If not, I'll be sitting in the captain's chair again tonight. And I'm joined by Chris Ponte, and we have been looking at what's going on in the world, all the craziness that we see going on with the presidency and the election and everything else, and just trying to take a good, sober look at some of the things going on. And Chris, I know we wanted to also look at the governor of New York, Cuomo, and quite an interesting man, isn't he?
Well, you know what's interesting, Kevin, was that having followed this for a year, I saw what the federal government tried to do for both New York and California. Remember the ships, all of the all of the medical equipment in New York's case. Not only did they get the ship, but they built the extra hospital at the Jacob Javits Center.
Yes,
it went he went over and above to try to take care of any potential problems, especially in New York, he being a New Yorker to begin with. And what I found was that Cuomo didn't use the ship. He hardly used the Javits Center, but he kept on sending COVID-positive patients back to their retirement homes.
Yeah.
And he caused a lot of deaths with that particular way. But of course, people have protected him. So now we're in the year of the election. So he's anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-opening up. And then Joe Biden steals the election. He has to play along. So today he's talking about opening up the economy. We can't stay closed for that much longer. And I'm like, you flipping hypocrite. I mean, this was all political. All those people that died in New York State and city was worth it to try to give a black mark to Donald Trump. And now this guy is saying, okay, it's free to go back in the water. It's safe to go back in the water. And that is an absolute disgrace. And I can't speak for what Gavin Newsom did in California. This I don't know. All the people out there
Pelosi's
are trying to get
nephew,
him removed.
Right? Pelosi's nephew.
Yeah, exactly. And but what Andrew Cuomo was able to do, he has, you know, he has his brother as a lead anchor on a show at CNN. And so he's running all kinds of interference for him. And now all of a sudden it's okay to open up the bars and restaurants. And oh, by the way, Joe Biden announced today that the first thing he wants Congress to do is to pass the minimum wage to be increased to $15, which is going to destroy small businesses. So these people are showing you that they were always globalists. They always truly hated America, and they want to slow march this thing back to where China is in the driver's seat. I don't see whatever any other conclusion that you can come to, and all you have to do is look at the actions of Governor Cuomo.
Isn't it incredible? And then you also had the thing with Project Veritas. They did a great bust on PBS, I guess one of the head lawyers or something.
I talked about it today on the show, and I couldn't believe, and it made me so excited to find out that the guy actually had his dignity, and he resigned before he got fired. He was a lawyer for PBS.
Yeah.
His name was Mike Beller, and he said all these things about what he wanted to do to Trump supporters. And folks, he mentioned internment camps. He mentioned sticking kids in re-education camps. I read this on the air. And Project Veritas released this today, and they had to get rid of the guy. Even PBS, about as left as them and NPR, as about as left as you can be. But here's the beautiful thing. I feel that the tide is turning, and I'm hoping that something emerges for some of these governors that allowed the deaths of COVID and the burning of their cities. I'm waiting for justice to finish to visit them.
I think it's absolutely insane that we have, you know, it's one of these things where it's like they're pointing the finger of blame at everybody they don't like, and they're accusing them of being exactly what they are.
But Kev, what did Kamala Harris say earlier this year? She said, if I get into the White House, we're coming after Trump supporters.
Yes. Yes.
And you and I saw this at the time that she said it. Folks, by the naked eye, she is going to be the vice president. And don't worry, within 3 months, Joe Biden is going to come up with some knee injury that's going to keep him from becoming the president or keep being the president. And it's going to be Kamala Harris. This is a woman who wants to rip every gun away from John Q. Public and then is working off a blacklist to go after Trump supporters. This is happening in the United States of America.
When did we become Nazi Germany, Chris?
You know, when we became Nazi Germany? About 50 years ago, around April, when we had the first Earth Day. That's when we decided that we were not going to worship God, we were going to start worshiping the planet. And we have gone full-blown Nazi in 2020, where people only care not about the Word of God. They care about the planet, the worship, and if you show any dissent and you're a traditionalist, you're going to end up in a re-education plant. Kevin, this has been coming for 50 years.
It's been building, and now, I mean, the way I kind of look at all this is very simple. Trump came along and he took the lid off the garbage can, and the garbage can is Washington, D.C. I affectionately call Washington, D.C., D.C., the District of Criminals. He took the lid off the garbage can. And he goes, look, everybody, look at what's been festering in here for years, decades, over 150 years or so of this filth that's been building up here. You can't just kick it under the rug anymore. You can't just keep trying to stuff it down into the garbage can because it ain't going to fit. And now people get a good idea and they go, oh, that's awful. And then what we need to do, and this is what I was hoping with a second term for Donald Trump, is that the trash would actually be bagged up and taken out to the curb.
Kevin, God doesn't do just half the job. this has been, he has seen, I'm sorry, you got to bring God into this. He's been watching this. How long? I say 50 years. It might be right after World War II. I don't know. But he's offered grace. He's given mankind a chance to repent. He's given politicians a chance to repent. They continue to be stiff-necked. They continue to rebel. And now the hammer's coming down. And Mr. Yep. Trump is going to have another 4 years. And he is going to clean out that garbage can. God doesn't do things, half-backside. He's going to do the whole job now, and it's going to be glorious to watch.
It will be amazing to watch. And, I wanted to read this quote. Let me see here. I wanted to read this quote. I wanted to get this quote exactly right. She really said this, and it's just, who the heck does she think she is? Yeah, Kamala Harris, June 18th, 2020. Right. I want to read this to people so that they can hear it word for word. She actually said this. And it was said on June 18th of 2020. And once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you've supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation, for it is you who have betrayed us. What country are we living in?
And I don't think that she was there for the signing of the Declaration of Independence. I don't think she had anything to do with the Constitution. She's taken this, and her black hats have taken this so personally that they literally have a blacklist. Literally. Yeah. As a matter of fact, even as we speak, there are some Republican senators that are being told, you might not be able to fly on United Airlines. I'm not kidding. That was a news item today. It is becoming so crazy that our country will not be able to fulfill its God-given destiny with these freaks at control. This is why it's ending and stopping right now.
It is absolutely amazing because, see, I have told people that when Trump got elected in 2016, that the Democrats really caught off guard. They thought they had everything stitched and that they didn't take him seriously. And they figured, okay, Hillary's going to win in a landslide. It'll be ha, ha, ha. We'll be able to go and do the job we started. We'll get that done. We'll get that finished. Well, we know what happened. And now they were so ham-fisted in what they've done. And I mean, they didn't even hide the vote fraud. They didn't even hide it. You got the videos that you can find very easily of them running the same votes. You know, they find 50,000 votes. Hey, shazam, they're all for Joe Biden. And they're running three, four, five times through the machine each time. And then they take the next one and they run that one through three, four, five times. And so you have obvious fraud going on. You have obvious election fraud. And then why people are so upset is because they know the fraud has taken place. Not just vote fraud, but whole scale, wholesale election fraud. And it's like, we as Americans, we have a sense of justice and we're not seeing that justice. And it bothers people. It really grates under them.
We know what these Dominion voting systems, why they were created. They were done to keep Chavez in power in Venezuela. Somehow, not only are we using a Dominion voting, which isn't even an American company, it's Canadian, but the servers that collected all of this data were in Germany.
Yeah.
Do you think this was an American election? There was so much foreign interference. It was an absolute disgrace. And we are at a time of justice. And you're right. They have no shame. They don't care. The judges that threw out these cases, they don't care. But thank God our military cares. And that's what's going to save the republic.
The thing is you have to ask yourself with these judges, politicians, etc., how many trips did they make to Epstein's Island?
Well, you know Roberts did. I mean, the Supreme Court, So that's another thing, guys. I get a lot from Mark Taylor. You guys got to go on swordrescue.com. Mark Taylor's a fantastic prophet. He told us about the military tribunals, and he told us about what God was going to do with the Supreme Court. He said through Trump, he was going to add 5 judges. He's only added 3. The last 2 will be removed by 1 retirement and 1 through embarrassment. And you're absolutely right. Roberts has been to Epstein Island, and this is going to come bubbling to the surface. And this guy is another Judas. Hey, Kevin, how many times do we use the word Judases? Judas. There's so many Judases out there, it makes Judas not look like Judas.
Well, you know, the thing, the difference between Judas and these guys is that Judas actually repented. He took the gold that he was given, he threw it back at those guys, and we know what happened. These guys don't feel any sense of remorse. They don't have any sense of shame. They go through their cremation of care, and they do all their ceremonies so that they don't have a conscience. And what does the Bible say? That their consciences have been what? Seared.
They got reprobate minds. They don't even know the difference.
No, they don't know that they don't care. And that's the thing. They don't care. And then when you take normal people, they look at what's going on. They can't relate to it because these people are nothing like a normal person. They're not normal.
You know what, Kev? I think I said this on the radio today. I think what really, and I guess I've gotten used to it in a sick way. I can't believe how evil man is, mankind. Like how evil we can be. And this is what following politics, and I got to be honest with you, bro. Before Trump, I was totally disinterested. But through Trump, I realized how dark everything was. And this is, we went to bed and we rose thinking that our representation in Washington, D.C., it was all baseball, Chevrolet, and apple pie. But what we're finding out is that, like you said, there are so many turncoats and so many people that are into dastardly things like child sex trafficking, pedophilia, prostitution, child abduction. I mean, we can't believe that our elected officials would go to Epstein's Island to have sex with 13-year-olds, but they do.
Yeah, but they do.
But they do. And when you and I talk, why would we compute this? You and I would never do this.
No, I mean, it is so
individuals.
You see, the problem that most people have that are normal is that we compare how we feel on the inside, and we look at the people. We don't see their insides. We see their outsides, and we compare how we feel on the inside with what we see. But that's not always a very accurate comparison because we don't know what's going on in their spirits. We don't know what's going on in their souls and their hearts. We don't know. And
right.
So then you see stuff that comes out like this, and the lid comes off the garbage can, and people go, oh, Mamma Mia, what am I looking at? And their 9-to-5-day job and the routine they're in, that just kind of messes everything up.
Right. So essentially, we have a bunch of perverts that are that had been there in that Congress, in the Senate forever and ever. We have people that are turncoats that work as diplomats. I mean, we have folks in our own judiciary that throw out cases because it's going to make their appointer look bad. I mean, this has nothing to do with justice, Kevin. And this is why God sent that beautiful wrecking ball named Donald Trump, because he doesn't care. But he does need another 4 years to finish the job. And I don't care. It's going to be greater than any movie you've ever seen and any book you've ever read. It's going to be the great seminal moment in our nation's history. And nothing will be the same after Trump.
I'll tell you what. You've heard me tell you this many times. I am waiting for the day when I see perp walks. When I see perp walks, I know that it's game on. Because what I want to see is more than just a lid being taken off the garbage can. I mean, we can go back a little over 2,000 years ago. Jesus did the same thing. You see, Jesus went over and opened up the garbage can, so to speak, and said, look, you see what's festering with these Pharisees, these scribes, and all these guys? See what's been festering here in your religion all this time? Look at what's been going on. and he rubbed their noses in their own hypocrisy, and they didn't like it. We know what happened, but you see, Jesus also took out the trash.
He took out the trash, and I think when the trash gets taken out this time, we have to, and it's going to be very difficult, and you know me the way I would like to run my mouth. It's going to be very difficult for me not to crow, and I'm going to a little bit. I have to be allowed a little bit, but we have to be also part of the explanation and healing to people as to why Trump turned out to be good, even though they thought he was bad. And we're going to have to use the biblical and spiritual worldview to do it, because there's going to be a lot of angry people, Kevin. And, you know, sometimes it's better off just to let people mourn.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, too, I mean, we're watching the whole thing going on January 6th, and we see the – I don't know which senator it was, but, you know, they have the stupid face diaper, the mask on, and, you know, you see Preston to Pence's hand after a nice Masonic handshake, and then Pence flashing off Masonic hand symbols, a gold coin in his hand, like, hey, and you see Pelosi there, three elbow taps, like, hey, great job, buddy, you destroyed the country. You know,
exactly.
And then you wonder why people are so angry. You wonder why people are so mad and have a righteous indignation about what they just saw. And they sit there in horror because Buffalo Boy and that whole crowd, you know, came storming in, led in by the very D.C. police that is supposed to be keeping everything under control. And then it provides all the rhinos there to go and vote the way that they did.
You remember, obviously, what happened over the summer. And while it was all awful, there was something that happened in Philadelphia that really rubbed me the wrong way. They actually set a time for where the looting could start. Mm-hmm. And it was during the summer, and at 4 o'clock, every television network went to this overhead camera in West Philadelphia, and they actually watched the looting start, and the first thing they did was to set a cop car on fire. Now think about it. What was that supposed to do? It was supposed to make traditional people want to strike back. This whole thing is to try to torque you and I off, Kevin. This whole espionage, all the fraud, all the burnings, it was there for you and I to lose our crackers. And for the most part, we've held our tongue. But when God does this work, I'm going to be screaming for joy, and people all over the world are going to feel like they're free for the first time, because this cancer is going to be taken out of the body.
The thing is, too, when all that stuff happened back in the 6th, it was a lot of the patriots, people who were there peacefully protesting, that was actually trying to stop these fools and trying to stop them. And so, you know, you get a media. You see, the thing is, the media works with the politicians. And then if you're not understanding why all this is happening, it's because they're all on the same team. It's kind of like, look, you have the Denver Broncos, you have the New York Giants, you have the San Francisco 49ers, you have the New England Patriots, you have the Miami Dolphins. They're all different teams, but they all play in the NFL. And at the end of the day, they're all collecting a paycheck from the same people. Don't you get it?
Well, what did Jim Acosta say? He said, I am going to do my job a lot differently with Biden than Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So Joe Biden is going to have these news conferences that are going to be 12 seconds long. Mm-hmm. And when one tough question gets asked, he's going to walk out of the room.
Wait, they're going to ask him tough questions?
That could be, are we expecting snow on Friday?
Yeah,
I mean, Biden's a pea brain. But this is what is about to be destroyed, guys. And they're openly admitting it, Kevin. Like you said, they have no shame. They think that the Trump thing is over. They all can come out of their holes now, but it's one great big setup for all the rats to go down with this ship, and it's going to be awesome.
I guess, about 3 minutes left. What would you like to get out on the air before we go bye-bye?
Well, here it is, folks. I want you guys to stay hopeful and most importantly, joyful. And keep your eyes open and listen, because God has been talking through his spirit to the prophets so that we would know true news. There's no news broadcast to go to now, to be honest with you, because whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC, it's all controlled, and they're all giving you various degrees of, well, here we are at the Trump funeral. The only truth comes from the Spirit of God, and he's speaking it to his prophets, and what he is saying, that we are about to embark on the greatest time period in the history of mankind. So when you think about what you're listening to tonight, I want you, what I'm saying right now, to stick it in your memory bank, both long-term and short-term, because if we can hold on just a few more days, we're about to see great, great heavenly things that have been ordained before the foundation of the world.
You know, the thing that kind of irritates me, maybe that's not the right word, bugs me, is that unlike back in 2016, every prophet that I heard was saying that Trump was going to win and it was going to be another 4 years of the Trump administration. Every single one. I mean, but you go back to 2016, it was like maybe a 70-30 split where they were saying about 70% Trump, 30% Hillary Clinton. So, you know, we all got a very serious wake-up call the next day after the election, and people just kind of left scratching their heads. So we got to see how this whole thing plays out, you know, and see how it plays out and then go from there. And it's really, really quite amazing. Folks, I'm Kevin Gallagher. I've been here with Chris Ponte tonight of the Chris Ponte Show. And you can hear Chris 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. He's there live, so you can check it out. Pastor Butch should be here tomorrow. If not, I'll be sitting in with him. I thank you for putting up with me and everything else. And I've just had a good time sitting in the captain's chair tonight and bringing Butch's show to you. And like I said, Butch's just a little under the weather, nothing to worry about. And he should be here tomorrow. If not, you got his favorite Connecticut Yankee here at the controls. And hopefully you've enjoyed the shows and you've enjoyed the content. Well, thankfully, we're not being shut down by Twitter or by Amazon or by, Facebook or any of the others, or Fakebook, as I like to say. And real quick, when's your show every day, Monday through Friday, Chris?
1 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Truth Be Told Radio Network at truthbetoldnetwork.org, and that's Eastern Time.
That's great. Chris, thank you for joining us. Folks, thank you for joining us here on Call to Decision. Be back tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Hopefully Butch will be here. Good night. God bless you all.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.